What economists don't tell you is that growth of GDP only measures cash transfers, cash transactions. So, for example, already housework and childcare, if it's not paid for and done by someone else who's being paid for it, that's left out of GDP. So is agricultural family labor. This already gives us a false picture of value. But even worse, GDP growth doesn't make any distinction between growth that contributes to human well-being and satisfaction and growth that is making our lives and our problems worse. Planting and nurturing trees isn't registered. However, cutting them down and selling them as logs or furniture is. Growth also measures our attempts to repair a host of social phenomena that we would all rather be without. If you want growth, then let's have more cancers. Very good for growth. More hospital beds, more medical personnel, more medicine, lots of cash transactions, very good. Let's have more automobile accidents. Good business for garage mechanics, auto parts suppliers, and so on. Best of all, if you can manage it, is to have a war. That is highly incitative to growth. For example, building prisons is also very good for growth. In France, delinquency costs the state about 115 billion euros a year. So should we call for more delinquency? That's something we can measure, 115 billion a year. Half of growth, I can't give you an exact figure because nobody knows, but half of growth is actually irreversible destruction of non-renewable resources or trying to repair the damage done by previous growth.